You asked me why I'm doing all this. But even if I told you why, I doubt very strongly that the knowledge would change anything at all. But let's say that I take the time to explain it to you. What do you think would happen then? As I said earlier, what I want is to create peace and bring about justice.
Create peace? Justice? Are you kidding? Give me a break! You killed my master! And my sensei! Hurt my friends! Destroyed my village! After all of the horrible things that you've done, don't you dare talk about peace and justice!
Then tell me, what is your goal?
First, I'm gonna kill you! And then, I'm gonna bring peace to the ninja world!
Oh, I see. That is noble of you. That would be justice. However, what about my family? My friends, my village. They suffer the same fate as this village at the hands of you, Hidden Leaf Ninja. How is it fair to let only you people preach about peace and justice? Once, the Land of Fire and the Hidden Leaf had grown too big. To protect their national interests, they forced feudal clans to wage war against each other and profited from it. Otherwise, the people of the villages would have starved. As it happened, our little nation and its villages became the battlefield where the great nations waged their war. Each time they did, our nation was ravaged and laid to waste. After many such battles, the great nation stabilized, but our smaller nation suffered, and it barely recovered. You and I are both seeking the very same thing. We both want to achieve the peace that Jiraiya Sensei envisioned. You and I are the same. We're both motivated by our desire for peace and justice. The justice that I have delivered against the Leaf Village is no different from what you are trying to do to me. Everyone feels the same pain when losing something dear. You and I have both experienced that pain. You strive for your justice, and I strive for mine. We're both just ordinary men who have been driven to seek vengeance in the name of justice. And if one comes to call vengeance justice, such justice will only breed further vengeance and trigger a vicious cycle of hatred. Right now, we live in such a cycle. I know the past and can foretell our future. It is the same as our history. So we believe that human beings simply cannot understand each other, and they never will. The Shinobi world of ours is ruled by hatred, and hatred alone. So, Naruto, how would you confront this hatred in order to create peace?